George T. Walker had long established himself as a major American composer even before he became the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize for music in 1996. Walker won the prize for Lilacs, a work for voice and orchestra commissioned by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. George Walker was born in Washington, D.C. in 1922. His father was one of the city's first black doctors. George graduated from high school at 14 and from Oberlin College at 18. He then became the first African-American student to graduate from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where he studied with Rudolph Serkin. Walker planned to be a concert pianist and showed great promise. He was the first black instrumental musician to perform at New York City's Town Hall in a debut recital in 1945. But eventually, composition won out. George Walker has told interviewers that he doesn't seek to write black music or even American music, but rather music of universal appeal. In later years, his compositions became more atonal and more demanding, both for audiences and for players.
I work so very carefully to find the right notes, find the right pitches, and the right rhythms, that the idea which occasionally is proposed to me, well, maybe you should change this because it's easier, is something that I can't accept.
African American Voices is a production of Classical 90.5 and written by John Bewin. I'm Daniel Gillum. You can hear this again at wuol.org/voices, supported by the Muhammad Ali Center and Fifth Third Bank.